Sig Freedom Days, Sun, Sand, and Lots of Guns. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 9, 2022. Sig Sauer held their first Sig Freedom Days event May 6 to 8, 2022, at the Ben Avery Shooting Range on the north side of Phoenix, Arizona. The sun was shining as roughly 4,000 attendees walked the sandy ground to shoot Sig Sauer handguns, rifles, and even their newest machine gun, the Sig LMG. On April 20, Breitbart News reported that the U.S. Army adopted the LMG as part of its new firearm platform for soldiers. It is a belt-felt machine gun that fires Sig 6.8x51 Fury hybrid ammunition. Sig refers to the ammunition as hybrid because each round's casing is made partially from brass and partially from steel, providing a stronger casing where more strength is needed while reducing weight and thereby reducing the energy soldiers burn while carrying ammo in the field. "We shot the LMG while at Sig Freedom Days and the lack of recoil was astonishing, as was the accuracy. For those seeking handguns, the options were plentiful. They included, but were not limited to, the P220 Legion 10mm duty pistol, the P320 Extend 10mm duty pistol, the M17 and M18 duty pistols, both of which are 9mm, the P320 Max Competition pistol, the P320 Spectre Comp pistol, and the P210 Target and P226 Pro Cut, both of which are competition as well. The P938 Legion and the P365 XL Spectre Comp were both at the event for attendees to shoot as well, as was the P210 Carry and the P229 Legion Compact Sauer XP. The P322-22LR and the P322LR suppressed drew big crowds, as plinking never gets old. There were numerous other Sig Sauer handguns laid out on tables for attendees to shoot, too, and the lines never got short when it came to the chance to shoot a Sig MCX, the Sig Cross Rifle, and the MPX Carbine, among others. Mossberg also took part in Sig Freedom Days, highlighting Mossberg shotguns. And Hoag was there showing their newest knives, pistol grips, and other products, as were Viking Tactics, 5.11 Tactical, Fieldcraft Survival, and others. Trainer Justin Melnick from the television show SEAL Team was also on hand, partnering with his dog Pepper to show attendees how a protection operates in the field. "There was constant gunfire in the background as we walked from station to station at the event, and the gunfire did not bother us. In fact, it was the sound of freedom." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.